You know, big win, of course, big win for us. You know, division game at home, you just can't lose those games. We knew what type of football game it would be. Minnesota has an excellent team. Thought our guys came out ready to play, though. You know, at home, you got to get something going right away, and we're able to do that. Offensively, I thought, you know, throughout the day, had a good mixture. Of course, we were committed to the run. I think we had like 39 rushes or something like that. The commitment to the run really helped us today. Jay Cutler, I thought, was outstanding with his play, coming back after a week off. And, of course, Brandon Marshall caught a lot of balls. And just like what the offense was able to do, even though we didn't have a lot of yards, but just keeping us, you know, where we needed to be in the football game. Defensively early on, Nick Roach is, you know, stripping the ball early on a great player in Adrian Peterson. Of course, gave us good momentum. When you get up at home, you know, with our defense, you got to be able to keep those lead. I normally don't write down injuries on a sheet here. There are so many. I had to remember them all. Devin Hester has a concussion. And of course, all the players I'm going to call out, none of them came back in the game. So that's always a concern when you don't come back in the game. Charles Tillman and Matt Forte both have ankle injuries. And Chris Spencer and Lance Lewis have knee injuries, knee sprain. So don't know the extent of the injuries, except for they weren't able to come back in the football game. Beyond that, you know, it's where we want to be. You know, back on the winning track. So we feel good about the win. Thought the guys did a good job. You know, Gabe Kareem, he hasn't played a lot of guard. You know, coming into the game, he wasn't thinking about guard, playing guard, but just being able to fill in there. Same thing with Evan Williams, both of those guys. It's always about the next guy stepping up. Injuries are, you know, part of it. And I thought they did a good job. Jay's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, so, you know, everybody needs their stud quarterback playing. You know, of course, we're no different. We expected him to give us a boost, and as I said early on, I thought he played outstanding ball. No, I think we've had good football teams that have come back from those, but you know, we have a veteran crew, and it doesn't matter whether you win or you lose, you have to just learn from your mistakes. We'll say from that last game, and just go back to the practice field. We had an excellent week of work, even though it was a short week, and it's a game we had to have. Again, division, home game, you have to stand up for those. We've come to expect that from him each week, and we should, because, I mean, he's our one receiver, and he's hard to cover one-on-one. When you have that commitment to the run, teams have to gang up on the run a little bit, and most of the time Brandon will be in a one-on-one situation. But a lot of those, I mean, he was double covered also, so no, he's just a good football player. We were just disappointed, but you have to look at it. It's one game, just like this one. We're excited right now, but it's not going to really help us next week. It's just about it. It was disappointment from it, and it just really it reinforced what we've said. In order for us to win, that's the base part. It's not a good defensive game unless we're able to take the ball away, and we got back on track today. It's big, you know, game, but the further we, you know, you get to this point in the season, you're going to need more guys stepping up like that. And, you know, whether it's someone on the special teams, we always talk about that. You never know, you know, whether it's someone new or just guys. If you're on the football field, I mean, there's a chance. You have a chance of making a big play for us, and you never know where it's going to come. But the guys you mentioned, I mean, they're capable, and a lot of others. Oh, I mean, I can't really just sum it up, you know. Every team in the league has, you know, a guy, you know. No, not every team. Every team doesn't have a guy like we have at our quarterback position. You know, when plays break down, you know, you got a guy that can scramble around and make a play, a guy that can complete, you know, any throw you ask him to, and then just the confidence that comes with having your, you know, your guy, your quarterback. No matter how it's looking, you know, the guys have confidence that Jay leading us, we can come back.